What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Tuesday, September 3rd. We get the week started on a Tuesday and not a Monday, and I hope all of you had a nice and safe Labor Day weekend. Nothing wrong with an extended weekend. We love long weekends. I can't believe, though, it's already September. You know what that means? It's game week for the Miami Dolphins. We have done it. We're here. All of us should be fired up about this. The NFL season, 2 days away. We get Thursday night football, a real football game. On Sunday, Dolphins fans, you're waiting for the Jaguars to come to town, be there at Hard Rock Stadium, and it's a game where, yeah, it's the first one of the season, but you want to win it. It's not a must win, as some would say. It's week one, but you want to win it because you know who is lurking in week two. I'm just glad that I'm able to talk about week one and week two. We got real games, and nothing makes me happier sports-wise than having real football games. And I'm very clear saying sports-wise, because there's other things in life that will definitely make me happy. Girls. And of course, winning money. I mean, that's always good. When you lose, it stinks. But when you win, it's really good. So we got a lot of football coming up. And there's nobody complaining about that except for maybe your wife, your significant other, your kids, someone in your family, your friends who don't like football. Oh my gosh, we're going to lose Joseph until February. What are we going to do? We're going to have to do our own thing again like we've done for the past 15 years. But you know what? That's just the way it is. It's football time. And if you have a significant other who disrupts your football Sunday plans, you need to have a sit-down conversation. And if you want, I can get involved. I mean, you can reach out to me on social media. If you need a mediator there, I'll do it. I don't charge a whole lot mediation. My mediation fees aren't too bad. I'll make sure that you get to watch your football on Sunday. You get to go to games, maybe even one on the road, but we'll start somewhere. You get to watch your football, and nobody should be bothering you while you're doing that. And that's the way it should be all the way until the Super Bowl. Now, here on the program, we are set because we got the NFL, we got college football, we got tons of content. There's always something good and interesting going on during the football season. We have so many people in this audience that are watching almost every game. So if I am discussing the Dolphins or the Canes, the majority of you, if not all of you, have seen it and have an opinion on it. That's why this is the most wonderful time of the year. I know that is a song that is sung in December, but why can we not sing that now in September?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Because it is true right now, and it's the most fun time to tune into a talk show, to have a talk show. This is the most fun time for me. Not funnest, that's not a correct word. Even though nowadays when someone says a word, an incorrect word, so often and so many people start doing it, they kind of throw it in the dictionary. But no, the most fun. As a talk show host, I do not have more fun than I've got during football season. And this year is going to be extra special. That's because it is now legal in Florida to wager on games. Last year, we got a little bit of action towards the end of the season. This year, we're starting at the beginning. I like posting my parlays. You could ride along with me. You could just follow along. You could do whatever you want. But after having a little taste last football season and now getting the full season, it is going to be fantastic. I posted something on social media yesterday because I was going through some of the games. And on a Monday, even today on a Tuesday, or even tomorrow on a Wednesday, I am not making final decisions for my plays. It's way too early. But I was just playing around a little bit with the app, thinking about some things, punching in some numbers. And I put together, and this is by no means official at all yet, but I put together a play that I'm looking at the current moment. It'll most likely change by Sunday. But the odds on this play, as of now, 67 to 1. It's a five-leg parlay. 67 to 1. If you think that's ridiculous in a bad way, like, oh my gosh, you know, that's never going to hit. I have done it before. And I will do it again. That's not a guarantee. That's just called confidence. All you got to do is be smarter than the, let's just say, provider. The provider would be the company, the people, whoever it is that are putting the odds together and listing them. If you can outsmart them, you can be a winner. So I've done it before, and I will do it again. My plan, and I want to be clear, it's a plan. There's no guarantees. But my plan is week one to win $100,000. Now, I pause there for a moment because you might be laughing. That's my plan. And I truly believe I could do that. 67 to 1, something around there. I truly believe I can do that. And if it doesn't happen week one, I got week two, three, four. I am very, very confident. So if you want to see what I'm talking about, just go to my social media. Go to my Instagram. You can also become a close friend. There's no guarantees. There's no such thing as a lock. You should never be wagering if you don't have the money to do it. But I am telling you why I am getting really excited that football season is here. You know, on this show, I'm always all about honesty. I can't sit here and tell you, yes, it's football season. I can't wait for these games. And not give you every single reason why I'm excited for it. So I'm straight up with all of you. And I'm very excited for it for many reasons. Now, I know it's an NFL week. It's week one for the Miami Dolphins. But we just had a monumental weekend of college football. Particularly for Miami Hurricanes fans. So I got a lot to get to. But I can't get to any of it until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
Cam Bleepin' Ward. I gotta say bleepin', otherwise the station will get fined or something. We heard that Cam Ward was a good leader. You heard it. I heard it. I was talking about it. I also heard Cam Ward could run around a bit. Saw some of his games at Washington State. I know he can extend plays. I had heard he was cool, calm, and collected. I heard him talk. Everything, though, that I heard about Cam Ward and everything you probably heard about Cam Ward, everything I mentioned on this show about Cam Ward, it was an undersell. I didn't sell it enough. Cam Ward has the goods. You talk about love at first sight. For a first game as a Miami Hurricane, Cam Ward threw three touchdowns. He threw for 385 yards. He ran the Canes offense perfectly. No false starts, no holds, no operational issues. And this was in front of 90,000 fans on the road. A perfectly clean game. Yes, he threw an interception, but let's keep it real. What did he do on the next drive? Did he pout? No. He went downfield and scored. This is a one-year deal, but we'll take it. We know Cam Ward is using the University of Miami so he can get drafted higher. He was projected to be a third to fifth rounder, so he wants to be higher than a third rounder. I don't blame him. At the same time, the University of Miami, they're using Cam Ward so they can win. This is a 12-month relationship. And I think the Canes hit the jackpot on him. Cam Ward's sense of the game, it's off the charts. The game looks like it's all being played out in slow motion in front of him. He goes through his progressions well. He sees when to run and when he can't run anymore. The dude just has a feel and a flow. It shows you how well he understands football. If you look at what Cam Ward did, and then you look at the Canes' schedule, no Clemson, even though they look terrible. They take on Florida State at Hard Rock Stadium. They could probably take on Florida State anywhere in the world and beat them. FSU, horrendous. The schedule for the Canes, it lines up very nicely for them. And then you got a 12-team playoff now. Cam Ward and the University of Miami, I think 100% should be in that college football playoff. I'd find it hard to believe right now that they wouldn't be there. And I don't feel like I'm overreacting to one game. We saw what they did in the one game, but then you look at their schedule and you look at FSU last night, their quarterback's terrible. So that means their team stinks. The Canes, they hit it out of the park with their QB. They have a great opportunity to be a national championship contender. Not just because of one game, but take that game and look at their schedule and look at the rest of the ACC. And it's not just Cam Ward. Look at the Canes' offensive line. They were fantastic. They allowed just one sack. Ward actually said it was his fault. They got two really powerful runners in Damian Martinez, the transfer, and the return of Mark Fletcher Jr. The defense, really good. And they played the majority of the game without Reuben Bain Jr. The dude got hurt on the first series, and he didn't return. That pass rush was special. Tyler Barron, the transfer from Tennessee. We're learning these names now. Certified bad man going after the QBs. Mish Powell had an interception. The Canes had one bad play the whole game on defense. One. That was the 71-yard touchdown. The rest was just excellent. I know the Gators are not good. Their coach is probably not going to survive. I mean, he'll be alive, but he just won't be the Gators head coach anymore. They got destroyed by the Canes in the swamp, and then they have the SEC gauntlet to run. So Billy Napier's done. That program will be rebuilding. You got to take a bit of the Canes' success with a grain of salt. But then when you look at that schedule, who are you afraid of? With Cam Ward running the show, you tell me who on that schedule you're afraid of, because I don't see anything. Here's something about college football, though, and we got to look at this, and we got to face it. We got to realize it. I'll get to that in just a moment. What you should get to 2 weeks from today, my poker tournament, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Tuesday night, September 17th. The tournament begins at 6 p.m. You don't have to get there by 6, though. You have until 9:30 p.m. Tuesday night, September 17th, to register. There's a minimum of $20,000 in the prize pool, and it's just $250 to buy in. I really hope to see you there Tuesday night, September 17th. It's 2 weeks away. Put a reminder in your phone right now if you can't put that reminder in your head. The Slater Scoops Poker Tournament with $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. It'll probably be way more than that. It all takes place 2 weeks from today, Tuesday, September 17th, at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Something we need to realize about college football. We're excited in Miami for the University of Miami because Cam Ward is the quarterback. We know he's only going to be a Miami Hurricane for one season. College football now, the way things are, not just for UM, but for everyone, we're not going to have much continuity. You could have a really good year. Let's say the year I think Miami's going to have. We'll just stick with the Canes this season for this conversation. You got Cam Ward. Cam Ward stays healthy. The Canes are going places because he's phenomenal. He's worth all the NIL money. Then you go to 2025. The Canes have to go to the portal again. And they've got to find somebody who can be just as good as Cam Ward. But that's not easy. What if whoever they find is not as good as Cam Ward? And I think there's a perfect example in Tallahassee. You look at FSU. Last year, Jordan Travis. Fantastic for the Seminoles. They were in the national conversation. He got hurt. They got left out of the college football playoff. This year, they go into the portal. Their quarterback is horrendous. In fact, I take that back. He would have to improve just to be horrendous. FSU's already lost two games. It's that important. Finding that QB in the portal, it's hit or miss. And with the way these colleges are doing it now, in many cases, you're just going to get 1 year of a QB. It's something we got to realize and get used to. Now, I'm fine with it. As somebody who's rooting for the Miami Hurricanes, you bring me a potential pro quarterback and you tell me in advance you're only going to have this QB 1 year, bring it. Bring it on. Let's go. I'll take my chances every single season. You want that or you want Tyler Van Dyke? The one stat that I saw this weekend that blew my mind about the University of Miami and all the quarterbacks they produced, they haven't had a first-round quarterback since 1990. I would have never guessed that. I do think that changes, though, if Cam Ward stays healthy and plays like he did on Saturday. I also think if he stays healthy and how he played Saturday is how he continues to play, he's going to be invited to New York as a Heisman finalist. I know it's one game, but I'm telling you, stay healthy, play like he just did the entire season, he'll be in New York. I've been watching Canes football and college football for a long time. There is a reason right now for Canes fans to be excited. The last time Canes fans were excited, football fans, it was about 7 years ago when they were unbeaten and they were taking on Notre Dame. I was there at Hard Rock Stadium. The game was at night. Miami jumped them right out of the gate. I won a couple grand off Craig Mish. He said there was no way that Notre Dame was going to lose to Miami. We made the bet at the Hard Rock, not at the sports book, but at breakfast. We were eating breakfast. I think he bet 1 or 2 grand. and said, it's on. I said, yeah, it's on. There was no buyout, though, like after the first quarter. It was just straight up, okay, yeah, you lose, I win. But that's the last time people were so excited about the University of Miami. Cam Ward right now looks like a finished product. It's exciting. It's really cool to see. And Mario Cristobal, this might be the first time I mention him here, at least this hour. He deserves praise. That was a statement win. The lack of penalties, the great execution, just a terrific effort. Now, did Mario randomly spend three timeouts in the first half? He did. The Canes were throwing the ball with like 4 or 5 minutes to go up big. Why were they doing that? I have no idea. Or maybe there was about 7 or 8 minutes to go, but still. Overall, the Canes looked fantastic. They looked crisp. They didn't look like this was the first game of the season with a brand new quarterback. Normally, you've got a lot of mistakes that happen. The Canes, they weren't making any. Who doesn't love being mistake-free? I love being mistake-free when I go to Gulfstream Park. I love picking winners. I don't want to make a mistake when I'm looking at that program, look at the wrong race or something. Gulfstream Park's got their Sunshine Meet that begins this Friday. So they've got the Royal Palm Meet, which just ended. Now it's time for the Sunshine Meet. Live racing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during the Sunshine Meet. And just like every other meet, the championship meet will be here in just a few months from now. I love going to their trackside restaurant at Gulfstream Park, 10 Palms. 10 Palms, the trackside restaurant, is open during the Sunshine Meet, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. During the weekend, they got the buffet. You watch the races live right in front of you. You wager on them. You can make money at Gulfstream Park, but one thing I do know is that you will have a great time the minute you walk into that trackside restaurant, 10 Palms, or you go to the Carousel Club, which is also a very popular spot. The Sunshine Meet begins this Friday, live racing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. It's week one for the Miami Dolphins. I'll talk plenty of Dolphins football tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. There was not a show yesterday because of Labor Day, and we saw what happened in the swamp. So that was priority number one this hour. What's most interesting to me, though, about the Dolphins starting their season, it's not just week one. It's the combo of week one and two. Because that week two game could turn out to be the most important game of the season, given that Miami wants home field. They want the division. They want home field. They've got their home opener on Sunday, and then they turn around right away and play the Buffalo Bills on the ensuing Thursday night. Talk about a sneaking up of an important game. Whew. It's going to be that. And remember, last year the Bills' home game got flexed to Sunday Night Football. It was for the division. It was do or die for the AFC East. The Miami Dolphins couldn't get it done. It's really interesting to me that the Miami Dolphins have to spend the week locking in on the Jaguars, how they're going to handle Trevor Lawrence, how they're going to handle Jacksonville's D. And Jacksonville was nearly a playoff team last season. They're not bad. But at the same time, they're basically preparing for two games at once, because as soon as the Jags game is over, they got to deal with the Bills. At least it'll be at home. It'll be at night, which probably won't favor Miami. But there's going to be a lot on the line week two. I know for TV purposes, it's awesome, and it's great for fans to always have NFL football on Thursday night, whatever it is. We're going to have Friday night. But the magnitude right away to play Sunday and then Thursday, nobody else is doing that. The Dolphins and the Bills are the only ones. They're the only ones who will have a game Sunday and then immediately play Thursday. Right away. Of course, it happens every single week or almost every single week during the season, but they will be the first ones. They will be the only ones to begin their season playing two games so quickly. Now I want to have a conversation with Uncle Luke. It is a Luke Tuesday. Luther Campbell joins us next. Here on this Tuesday, not only is it a fantastic Tuesday, it is a Luke Tuesday. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us on the Andy Slater Show. Uncle Luke, I got the Canes in the college football playoff. What about you?
I've been had them in the college football playoff, 12-0.
Like in the offseason you had them in there?
Yes, 12-0. Once we acquired Cam, I automatically said we should go 12-0. There's nobody in the ACC that should be able to beat us. People thought Florida State, I don't know who in hell thought they were 10th ranked team in the nation. I mean, after what they did in the Orange Bowl with Georgia, that was the foundation of their team that was coming back. And that team wasn't worthy of being ranked 10th. It was a portal team. Knowing that they were not going to be good, knowing that Clemson is not going to be good because they don't go into the portal. That is Dabo Swinney's thing. So looking at this year and looking at our schedule, I automatically said, you know, with the acquisition of Cam Martinez and some of the other guys that we already had on the roster that we were developing, I just knew that, you know, it's a 12-0 season.
Luke, when you talk about Clemson and Florida State and what you thought about them, and then you also mentioned Cam Ward, once you saw Cam Ward play on Saturday, you can't tell me that is exactly what you expected. It's got to be better, no?
Well, Andy, here's newsflash. I spent quite a few days down watching him in practice. And so when I saw this cool, calm, collected, you know, guy who was, you know, in total control of everything that he was trying to do and what he was doing, you know, in practice, you know, hearing the stories about this young man, knowing where he came from to where he's at right now. I mean, you could only expect that, you know, looking at the, you know, the social media where him and Shador is going back and forward, you know, that's the sign of a leader. You know, him and Shador going back and forth, him telling one of his receivers, you know, hey, look, you need to get to practice with me because you're over there practicing with Lamar Jackson. He's not going to be throwing you any balls. And if you don't find your way over here, you're going to find your way off the team. That's the mark of a leader. You know, on top of it, the kid can make every pass. So those little things when you hear and you see those little things and you go to practice and you see this guy making these throws and this team rallying around him, the first day he gets in the practice, you know, he shows that his leadership going back and forth with the defense, you know, saying, hey, here's the offense. We going to whoop y'all every day. You know what I'm saying? That's a football player. That ain't no Tyler Van Dukey. That's a football player.
So everything you saw from Cam Ward on Saturday, Luke, essentially confirmed what you thought?
Yeah, it definitely did. It definitely did. I mean, that was my only thing. My only thing was still, you know, coming from the Pac-12, you know, coming south, you know, he's a Texas kid, him and Martinez. I wanted to see how they react in the swamp. You know, because you can have all those things going on in practice. You can have all those things going on, you know, practicing with Shador, Sanders, and all that. But then when you get into a hostile environment in the South, in the SEC, going into Florida Stadium, that's all I wanted to see right there. Between him and Martinez, the other guys and the guys that we have on the roster, that was it for me. It confirmed that, you know, what I thought about going 12-0 and what I've seen was going to be a, you know, playoff team.
I put a question up on Twitter right after the game Saturday, Luke, is the U back? And a lot of people responded with, well, hold on a minute. It's just one game and Florida is not that good. What do you say to those people who say, hey, it's only one game. Don't get too excited yet.
I agree with them. I mean, just like you said, Florida didn't even make a bowl game last year. You know, that team and that organization has been in a chaotic situation from the day Billy Napier walked into the door and told all the recruits that he didn't want them that had been recruited by the previous staff. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't say we're back until we're really back, until the end of the season.
Okay, but hold on.
We go up into Louisville, Louisville. We got to beat Florida State. I mean, even with what you saw with Florida State, we still got to beat them.
Okay, but wait
you
a
know,
minute.
We got to run through this schedule to, in order for us to say we're really back.
Okay, but if we're – like, I'm with you here, not on the back part, but, Luke, if we're both putting the Canes in the college football playoff, is that not considered back? What is back?
No, that's not considered back.
No?
Back is when Miami football, you know, and I was speaking to some guys on Twitter Space about that because I'm an old head and you have a tendency of talking to a bunch of people who were born in 1995 who never really even seen a real quarterback at the University of Miami until they saw one on Saturday. We got to go through the ACC, win the ACC, something we've never done before, and then go into the playoff, the first round, and have a great showing because you can go run through this, the ACC and the sorry schedule that we have. You know, and the ACC is down right now. Clemson lost, Florida State lost. You know, it's not really, you know, it's not popping like that as far as football. But then you need to go into the playoff and beat the dog crap out of another one of these SEC teams. And then at that point, I'll say, yeah, we're back.
What do you think about Mario Cristobal? We talk a lot about Cam Ward, but we know, Luke, that Mario's had a lot of problems at the University of Miami so far. What do you think about the way he coached and the way the team played overall Saturday?
Man, that let me tell you, that team went out there, and that's what I'm more proud about. And, you know, half of me want to say, yeah, we might be there. You know, I love everything that happened on that field. Those guys went out there and played with swag. It's like what we used to say back in the days when I used to say on this show, they just need to turn them loose. Turn them loose. He turned them loose. You know, and them guys real loose. It was organized chaos. And they played a brand of University of Miami football that we have not seen in almost 20 years. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, you got defense end going around trying to take the quarterback head off and actually took his head off. You know, you got DBs that we thought, you know, were not going to be up to par. You know, they locked down. You know, you saw a quarterback with swag. You saw running backs really running people over. You saw Restrepo actually break a guy's leg on a spin move. I never seen a guy get his leg broken, you know, like we talk about that in basketball where you break a guy's ankles. This man broke a guy's leg, you know, in the middle of a game, you know, and the poise Cam had in that game you could tell that team feeds off of him. I mean, we did all this without arguably the best player on the defense, Reuben Baines, because he was out in the first quarter. And they just said he was going to be out this game right here. But again, man, I loved everything I saw. I just want us to keep playing like that, you know, every week. I mean, FAMU, I love FAMU. That's my favorite school. And me and Miami is second. You know, hey, we got to go do the same thing to FAMU. I'm sorry. And then move on and do the same thing to everybody else that's in the way. If you show up, we got to beat you up.
FAMU's got a good band, though, don't they? I mean, maybe they'll beat.
Yeah, but they're not bringing the band. And I understand why they're not bringing the band, because they bring this world-renowned band and they play in the stands, and then the DJ in the stadium, he plays music while the band is playing. So the band is not coming. I don't blame the band. You know, and it's a shame that we won't get to see a real band, because that what you have at the University of Miami is not a real band. I don't know where they get those people from, those uniforms. They need to just throw them in the trash. I mean, it don't make no sense.
Well, maybe they went to the transfer portal. I don't know where they got the uniforms from, though.
That's what they need to do. They need to go to the transfer portal, get a band director, throw those uniforms in the garbage. I mean, because people don't realize, Ohio State, they got a big, beautiful band. I mean, all these Tennessee.
You got to get the football team.
Have a band.
You got to get the football team right.
I mean, it's horrible.
Wouldn't that be like with Stephen Ross and the orange carpet and all that? Don't you want to get the football team right before you get the entertainment right?
You gotta have entertainment. Sometimes you need entertainment to entertain people when you got bad football on the field. You know what I'm saying? Makes it a reason to go to the stadium. Hey, look, I'm gonna go see this 300-piece band, you know, make all these shapes and all these, you know, things and play beautiful music, you know, like I'm going to an orchestra, you know, but yeah, you know, you need to have the band right, you know, because, I mean, after football, if that's what you're just going to hang your hat on, you know how these people are around here.
Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us here on a Luke Tuesday on the Andy Slater Show. Luke, we got a few more minutes left. The Canes just beat Florida. We talked plenty about it. But the Miami Dolphins are playing this Sunday, taking on Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then right away, 3 or 4 days later, they're taking on the Buffalo Bills. How do you think, Luke, the Dolphins can focus just on one game here when right away the Bills will be up next?
The Dolphins better focus on one game at a time because, you know, Sunshine, that's what we call him in the hood. Trevor Lawrence, we call him Sunshine. Sunshine just got a big check. Sunshine got some weapons around him. Everybody ain't really sold on tour. The Dolphins just easily go 0-2 from the start, which would put them on, you know, looking like Florida State right now. You know what I'm saying? They got to – this first game is a must win. We know their record against Buffalo. You know the record against Buffalo. Buffalo is not a lock, even though they lost their number one receiver. You know, they still got that guy named Josh Allen. And so, listen, Andy, they can easily go 0-2. And they're still looking for Odell Beckham. I don't know what club he's in. But at the end of the day, we're going to find out real fast.
But if you're saying that they could easily go 0-2, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, they could. If you're only focusing, which I'm sure they are, but solely focusing on this game, Jacksonville Jaguars, and you're not thinking ahead, why would they lose to Jacksonville?
Why would they? They would get out-coached, out-talent. I mean, Jacksonville got a quarterback. This is a...
Well, the Dolphins have a...
Football is based on your quarterback. If you got a quarterback, you could do some amazing things.
I mean, the Dolphins did amazing things last year, just not... Playoff time.
But when it dropped under 50 degrees, the guy wasn't nowhere to be found. Like I say, Andy, this first game is a must win because if they drop against Buffalo, that'll put you at 1-1. If you drop against Buffalo and lose to Jacksonville, that's a bad thing. They're going to hit the panic button if they lose to Jacksonville.
Well,
because they feel like they got better talent than Jacksonville. Well, this is a must win. Andy, this is not like the University of Miami. We knew we were going in there beat Florida because they were a bad team from the jump. And we know we have a whole bunch of, you know, cupcakes in the next four games. This is a total different movie here. You got a guy that got paid before tour. And they got players. And he's a player. And this young man is trending up. That team is trending up. Andy, that ain't Jacksonville what it used to be. They're getting ready to build this big state-of-the-art stadium that'll be better than our stadium. And then you got Josh Allen. Are you serious? This is the most serious game of the year for the Dolphins right now, early in the season.
I think
they got to win this game.
I think they'll be fine. They got to. I mean, it's not a must win if they.
Well, you think they'll be fine because you're a Raider fan and y'all ain't been in the playoff in the last 10 years.
Well, no, actually, that's not true.
I mean, so your expectations may be mediocre, you know, other than the girls over there in Columbia. But when it comes to football and football teams, this is a must. Andy, you don't feel the pressure?
Yeah, look, when it comes to football, Luke, I just need like four or five players to score a touchdown and I'm good.
I know. And then the parlay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I could win $100,000 this weekend on Sunday.
Hey, listen, man, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a gambler, please gamble responsibly, of course. Seek help. You know, if you find that you're doing it a little too often and you don't have it to gamble, you know, I know Andy, you know, promotes all this. He makes it look glossy. See, Andy don't have, you know, women problems. You know, he takes the money that he would normally spend on a wife and gambles with it.
You know, people are like, but you understand this, Luke. And first of all, you're right. Nobody should be wagering on anything or spending money on anything if you don't have it. If you got to wait, you know, a few days to get it, no. But Luke, what you just said, a lot of people don't understand. You know, I don't have a wife, I don't have kids, I don't have pets.
Yeah, you could take that money.
That costs a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to have a wife, to get that credit card and go down to no. Happen to a mall and burn it up, to go to the dinners and all these different things. And it's a lot. And the dog grooming, food. I mean,
and then when you go away, somebody's got to watch the dog, right?
And the kids, oh my God, they want all these fancy sneakers. I mean, hey, you got a lot of money to spend on, and that's what I tell people. When people ask me, man, your guy Andy, I said, man, Andy got money that we wish we could have had back.
Yeah, it's just the same. I mean, it's just you're spending it exactly. On other things.
And he goes over to Columbia. And yeah,
you barely got to spend anything.
The most beautiful women in the world. That's, I mean, right. My God, it's J-Lo every night.
Oh, it's better than that.
Oh,
Uncle Luke,
I know, not ran
Campbell,
through.
Next week,
not
I
12 marriages in.
I promise, Uncle Luke, next week, I will not bring up Miami Edison against Killian.
My God, my God,
because
my
Killian,
God, my God.
You know,
I'm injured, Andy. I went into a knife fight with a butter knife. I got 9 guys injured, and you know, I was hoping that, you know, we were going to put on a good show against Central when my quarterback out, my starting receiver core out. You know, I mean, you know.
Just good excuses for when you take on the Killian
Cougars. My starting 4-star DB out. Oh, I mean, it was bad. Yeah. It was bad. Hopefully we bounce back.
Yeah. Well, you got it's a must win.
But we will bounce back against Miami Killian this Thursday.
No.
Come on out to Edison and see us play. And you know, and then after that, we'll play Chaminade Madonna down there in Hollywood, and take care of Madonna and keep on moving, and take care of the rest of the people on our schedule.
Good luck against the Cougars, Uncle Luke. It's always good talking to you. That's right, the Cougars.
The Cougars. That's your school.
That's my school, Miami Killian. Absolutely,
the Cougars.
The Cougars.
Well, you don't like Cougars.
Well, I like Killian Cougars. That's about it.
You don't like Cougar women.
See you later, my friend.
See you later, alligator.
I like the Killian Cougars. All right, that's all the time I got for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.